Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our topic here, combating the system in the age of social media, you might say. We've seen that Twitter and Facebook have helped to produce the kind of political revolution we saw in Egypt and Tunisia this year, also hinted at in Iran last year and in Syria right now. It's also produced chaos, as we saw in London and the UK last week. So what are we to make of the protesters in San Francisco last week and this week taking on the Bay Area Rapid Transit rail system? Citizens have called for protests throughout the region after the shooting death of a homeless man last month by BART police. Authorities say he was wielding a knife. The protesters have created a hashtag to allow people to follow attempts to confront BART, MubartTech, echoing the situation in Egypt we were just discussing. It's a confrontation in the digital ether as well as on the streets. Last week, BART authorities cut off cell transmitters in several of the underground rail stations. Then yesterday, the BART site was hacked and defaced. User information was also released by the hacker group known as Anonymous. A protest is called for at BART stations tonight with organizers using that MubartTech hashtag. Joining us now is Lynette Sweet, who's on the board of directors for BART. Good morning, Lynette. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So you're kind of in the middle of it there. First of all, is this a battle in digital space between some protesters and BART authorities trying to keep the rail station safe?
Well, it is a protest. And right now, they did hack our multimedia site, not our main website. And it's troubling. It's very troubling because we kind of invited this type of critique of BART.
How do you say you invited this kind of critique?
We turned off cell phone service last week. We had some intelligence that told us that there was going to be a protest last Thursday, and instead of doing normal police work, we decided, well, we're going to do something a little different. And we turned off cell phone service in our downtown San Francisco stations to prevent these protesters from, well, communicating with one another to tell them where our police were or were not.
Well, we actually heard about that from one of our listeners who actually sent a comment, and that I actually want to play for you in a moment because it gives a sense of who these folks are. Can you tell me your vote on that decision? Were you out of it as a board of director member? Did you have a vote? Did you have a voice? Were you opposed to shutting down the cell towers?
I'm opposed to shutting down the cell towers, and what's unfortunate is that the board of directors weren't consulted on this decision. It was told to us as, by the way, in 2 hours, here's what's going to happen. We had no discussion. There was no board vote. This was a staff decision. This is a staff decision that is now going to be highly criticized because you didn't get your boss's input. You didn't get your boss's okay. You went ahead and did it, and now you've invited this
You've got a hornet's nest going, as you've alluded to. Let me take the position, possibly, of security officials at BART, and I'm not quoting anybody here. I'm just sort of imagining in a kind of devil's advocate role. Seeing what happened in London last week, in the land where crowdsourcing, if I'm not mistaken, was invented out there in the Bay Area near Palo Alto in the Silicon Valley, I mean, wouldn't there be a valid concern about social media being used to organize protests in the confined space of a BART station?
Of course there should be a concern, but we also have an entire police department that can do actual legwork and do their jobs without turning off the cell phone service. My biggest problem is that civil liberties are so important, and we're in San Francisco where it's really at tantamount issue. You don't get to just take things away from people. And we did that. We're a transit agency. Our job is to get trains back and forth on time, not to figure out how to censor people from protesting us. These are valid protesters. I may not agree with the message that they're sending, but I know that they have a right to send it.
All right, we're talking with Lynette Sweet, who's being extraordinarily candid with us. She's on the board of directors for BART, which, of course, has been facing protests that motivated a decision at the levels of security within the Bay Area Transit Network to shut down cell service last week, something that Lynette Sweet suggests might be an error in judgment because it's brought on enormous critiques about civil liberties and also encouraged hackers. Lynette, that's a sort of a recap of what we're talking about here. Listen to this comment we got from a listener who's in your neck of the woods out there. And listen to the language he uses, and I wonder if it disturbs you at all.
This is Gerald from San Francisco. I don't understand why they want to shut down Twitter and Facebook in England, because we were going to have a riot here last night, and they shut down cell service within the area of the riot area.
Now, he didn't say protest. He said we were going to have a riot. Wow.
That's very troubling, because nonviolent protest is always welcome. Rioting just for the sake of rioting and being disruptive is not welcome. So his comments really are troubling to me, because if you're coming out just to riot and to be destructive, we don't need that. And we need to keep our customers safe.
Right. Finally, let's just talk about the capability that was suggested by this shutting down of the cell phone towers. I mean, what can you folks do over there at BART? Can you shut down the internet? Can you shut down Wi-Fi? Can you hack into sites in real time?
Well, we don't hack into sites, but yeah, we can shut down the internet and we can shut down cell phone service. We have our own Wi-Fi connection, meaning our fiber optic network runs the entire span of our system. So, yeah, we can shut it down whenever we need to.
And you have your own system that's actually independent of whatever sort of public Wi-Fi is in there. So your system will run on a secure basis even if everything else is out.
Correct.
Which gives you an advantage. You can communicate with officers, whereas protesters can't communicate with their own members.
Yeah, and that was kind of the catalyst behind this. We had operability, meaning our officers had their own network of communications, but the public wouldn't.
Lynette Sweet, what's your advice for today? There's a protest called on the Mubartek hashtag for this evening.
My advice for today is that we get our staff out, we get our police force out, and they do their jobs, meaning they walk the system, they ride the trains. If protesters are in a non-paid area of a station, which is a public area, you let them talk, you let them do whatever they need to do. Once they get into the paid area where our customers are, if you're protesting in there and you're not riding our train, you got to get out.
All
and
right.
That's where our police come in. You escort them out of the stations that way.
And Lynette Sweet, we will check in with you later this week to see how things go. Lynette Sweet is on the board of directors for the Bay Area Rapid Transit System in San Francisco, California, which is dealing with protesters, social networking, and, as Lynette Sweet says, traditional police work. Thanks so much.
Thank you.